When it comes to the university's budget, there's a gulf of more than $100 million between one passed by the Republican-controlled Assembly and by the Democratic-controlled State Senate. Republicans say their plan protects Wisconsin families from tax increases. But Governor Doyle says Republicans also erased $44 million in new financial aid that was previously endorsed by the bipartisan Joint Finance Committee.
And the Assembly took out $44 million. They took out every dime of that that financial aid increase. Well, and I guess you all know what that means. I mean, this is real. This isn't like somehow students are going to find that money someplace else.
While the Assembly didn't cut financial aid, the lack of an increase may hurt so-called growth agendas at most UW campuses. UW Green Bay's agenda calls for adding space for 2,200 students over the next 10 years. The Assembly did partially fund the school's agenda, but Chancellor Bruce Shepard says that money is offset by a nearly $4 million cut to UWGB's overall budget.
Now, we aren't fools. We know that it would be totally dishonest to be admitting more students. At the same time, we would no longer have the capacity to deliver the courses that our current students need in order to graduate in a timely fashion.
Shepard and Governor Doyle also criticized the Republicans' budget for not funding a program that would pay tuition for veterans. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.